It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Tis the season to talk about tis and twas, and while we're at it, hap.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hey there, Anne. Hope you are enjoying this holiday season.
Happy holidays, Rebecca. I am. And it seemed like we should talk about some holiday words.
Let's be festive.
Tis. Such a great little word. This contraction I hear mostly around the holidays in something like tis the season. I just had something pop up on my phone about tis the season for cookies.
Tis always the season for cookies.
Tis always the season for cookies. So this contraction where you have the apostrophe at the beginning to show that you've left off that I is synonymous with it's. So it's it is, which you can contract as tis or it's. And tis dates back to the 1400s. What's really interesting to me, Rebecca, is that if you look in the Google Books database, what you discover is that tis was more common than it's until the late 1700s. And in fact, in the early 1700s, tis enjoyed this little surge in popularity along with twas for it was.
I'm kind of sad that they're not the more popular versions anymore. Tis and twas sound so elegant.
I agree. And then we have the expression, tis the season. And that comes from the carol, Deck the Halls. That carol, the melody originates in Wales as early as the 1700s. And then the lyrics were added in the 1880s. And we still use that tis the season. But the only other places I can use tis are sort of jokingly, like tis true.
Yeah, I do that too.
And then, Rebecca, we should talk about happy holidays, since it's what a lot of us are saying to each other right now. And you and I have talked about this over the years, but the etymologies here are so fun that I think we should talk about them again today. So let's start with holiday. This is a compound, goes all the way back to Old English, holy day. And originally it had religious meanings, and by the 1400s it had generalized to other festive days or days when we don't do our regular work. Now, Rebecca, have you ever wondered why it's a holy day, but we say holiday as opposed to holy day?
Absolutely, all the time.
Well, I can explain it. In that, in the Middle English period, so this is sort of Chaucer's time, there was a vowel change in English. Vowels just change over time. And in English, if you had a three-syllable word and the compound holy day was a three-syllable word, if you had a long vowel in the first syllable, it got short. So that's why we have a different vowel in holiday than we do in holy day.
Happy holy days kind of sounds weird.
And then we have happy. So the hap in happy is the same hap as we get in mishap, because hap, which goes back to around 1200, had a couple of meanings, and one of those meanings was just chance or fortune. So Rebecca, mishap is bad fortune. That's where that comes from. And then you have perhaps, where the per by, so perhaps is by
chance. By chance. That's cool.
Exactly. And so that's hap meaning fortune or chance. And then hap could also mean good fortune. And that's where the current meaning of happy comes from. So if you were happy, it meant that you were experiencing good fortune. And so later happy comes to mean experiencing contentment or enjoyment. And that is where we get happy holidays.
Well, Anne, I don't think there's any other way to wrap this up other than to say happy holidays, and if I don't see you, a happy new year.
Tis the season for all those kinds of wishes.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.